Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. We are grateful, Heavenly Father. Lord, teach us to know your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and shout a shout of praise to Jesus. Shout, give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat. So, this is the quiet. This is the evening session, and it is the last session for the day. Okay. I tend to close you at 10 o'clock. But if I see that you are not, number one, responding, number two, you are talking plenty, I'll take you to 12 o'clock. Yes. And tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, we are here. Go out. Go out. What if I'm about and I'll do water bottle about what they show? So why are you putting water in the bottle? Because the water will finish. It was falling. It will fall down. Mubo Musema never come brofu. Amen. What is our theme for the camp? Say not, I am a child. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7. Go. Hey. Do the right thing. You mention the address, quote the verse, and mention the address again. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7. Go. Thou shalt speak. 1 verse 7. Whatsoever God commands you, that is what you will speak. Hallelujah. Yeah. After this camp, you are no more a child. After this camp, you are a prophet. After this camp, you are going to carry God's power and God's presence. I like the way the Indomie is working. And I a people de Beku. Indomin kwa. Indomini wache. Ebe nani sisia. Ebe nani. Hallelujah. And the last session I had between before we left, I told you that God has chosen you to fight with the devil. If you look at Psalm 8 verse 1 and 2, Bible says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. Verse 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, be careful. Be careful. Stand on the chair and lift up your hand. Stand on the chair. Is that stand on the chair? offering nearby. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength, that thou might.
Out
of this place. Out. Take your jabba here. Go out.
Hurry up. Take everything. Go out.
Don't come again. Go and sleep. Of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained. Some of you, the devil wants to use you not to make me preach what I want to preach. You think I will allow it? Get away, get away. Pebby man, wait till not now. One human being should come to the front. Hey, who like this, bruh? Michelle, we name our obey. The devil wants to use you to disturb. What do you get by talking to somebody by you? Also, come home, you promote you now. What come home? Saturday, we call wedding, Anna. Now, I shirt gown, say. Tell her, mommy. Can I prophesy? Do you know how nice? Gosh. Gosh. Can I prophesy? Mommy, and then would you watch it?
Patai.
Ha 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 ha. Ah! So bad, I look to say, you were here, see, I'm not beside you. To me, I didn't hear the word funeral. Out of the mouth of babes, you are the next outsack in this church. You are the next. You looking at. What's your name? Kwame, you are the next. This is the second time your name is coming up. You are the, as well, when I sack you, know you walk from here to the junction and pick a car and go home alone this evening. You are the next. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength, that thou mightest kill the enemy and the avenger. There's somebody called the enemy. Me, I didn't eat wacho. I ate fufu. Who say cash? Sir, we are not the same. Me preach you the uti. I can me find me fufu no bro. Me fufu ni ya madia ni koto trencha sir. Me yesu am ko boti e be abosso. So for chili, I come a main chili. Mope said me one son, I'm bet chili or me yase. Me the day I'll die when you are coming, bring your own food. Me the end serve you or me yase. Dabbe, dabbe, dabbe. O basso, what did you do? Me penne. Yeah. God has chosen children to fight the devil. God has chosen you to steal the enemy and to steal the avenger. And I explain to you that what is happening, we are in for a fight. We are fighting. Don't leave yourself. Don't allow the devil to win the fight. And it is going to be a long fight. As long as you have declared yourself a Christian. Where's Christabel? Chris baby, why have you gone to see there? Come and sit here. I like the way you smile. If I see the way you smile, then I'm able to preach well. Come. Sorry, free hardcore. Sorry, free hack. Shall Charles Abbey? Otto Charles, I know him. Santa say, oh, why not Charles Anima? Umami, in Colada, you saw the Bia, Umami, and Papa for the heading. Bibia, me, mammy, It's your father who gave the money to your mother and she bought it.
Fair.
And now, baby, I mean, mommy. When they ask you, but say my father, me papa, I'm going to jam me, mommy, baby, baby. Yeah. It's a long fight. Change the battery.
Yeah.
We are going to be in this fight for a long time. Don't get tired. Tell your neighbor, don't get tired. Tell your neighbor, don't get tired. It's going to be a long fight. I mentioned some things that we are going to be fighting with. Number one, powers. Powers. You are going to be fighting against powers. Powers. Everybody say powers.
Powers.
To me. Another thing we are going to fight against is what? Principalities. Principalities are going to fight you. So today, the day you declare that you are a Christian, that is the day the fight has started. Principalities. Another thing we are fighting against is what? The rulers of darkness of the world. Rulers, the people who rule the darkness. There is something we call the dark realm. I'm feeling some tutors in the thing. Oh, that's how it's supposed to be. Eh? Sound, no? Is that how it's supposed to be? Okay. Muna muye muadia. Yeah. Darkness. There's something called darkness. There is a book I read many years ago. It's called Delivered from the Powers of Darkness. Yeah. Delivered from the powers of darkness. There's something we call the dark world. That is where evil takes place. Evil orchestrations. And when you see people praying and they are mentioning Bible words and terminologies, you should understand. Yeah. Evil world. That is where things are decided. What's the next thing we are fighting against? Spiritual wickedness in high places. There's something we call spiritual wickedness. Yeah. Anything you see happening, it is not natural. It has been orchestrated in the spiritual realm. I should take this one.
You. Thank you very much.
Kamosata braka paya. Yeah. And then I was giving you some things you can fight with. Number one is what? The belt of truth. Listen. Learn to tell the truth. Don't let your belt fall off. What's the second one? Breastplate of righteousness. Kumasi, there you say blessed, but it's not blessed. It's breast. And you're blessed. Blessed breast. It's not blessed breast. It's blessed breastplate. Kumasi, Muhammad, you. Kumasi, careful. What's the next one? Shoes of what? Peace. What's the next one? Shield of faith. Listen, take you up your feet. What's the next one? Helmet of salvation. If you are here today, you are not born again. You must give your life to Christ again. The fact that your father is a pastor doesn't mean you are born again. The fact that your father is a bishop, is an elder, is an archpope, is a deputy god, is an evangelist, is a prophet, your father is apostle, doctor, evangelist, mama, pat, or something. It doesn't make you a Christian. Yeah. Some of you, because you were born into church, you kind of feel that you are born again. It doesn't work like that way. Born again is according to Romans chapter 10 verse 10. If thou shalt believe in thy heart, okay, and confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. You have to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you, I accept you, as my Lord and personal. You have to say the sinner's prayer, be convinced, say it in your heart, and believe it. That's how you become a Christian. Or because you have a Christian name. So if they call you Peter, you think because they call you Peter, and because Peter is in the Bible, if you die, no, you have gone to heaven. Hey, can everybody give their child a name in the Bible? Like me, like this, if I die, I don't need, because my name is Emmanuel.
Jesus himself is Emmanuel. So if I get to heaven, I say, hey, Jesus, hey, Emmanuel, what's up? I say, yeah, your house day here. May you go inside. That's how I go to heaven. It doesn't. But if I'm called Emmanuel and I meet another Emmanuel, and Emmanuel is the one at the gate for the people to go to heaven, I say, oh, my name is Ima, go Ima. Hey, who the best call? You mention your name, Erica. Erica, I need Bible. Hey, hell. It doesn't matter. That's how it works. Yeah. Helmet of salvation. You must be born again properly. Now we have pastors who are not properly born again. We have pastors who. Pastor is preaching. He's not born again. I want to tell you a story, but I'm afraid. Should I tell you? In this country, you are very young. In this country, there's a church. I will not mention the name of the church. If they are going to select the chairman for the church, they do election. They vote to select the chairman. One day they were going to select one of these chairman, and they were going to vote. Anytime there's going to be voting, it means that more than one person stand to be voted for. Is that literally 2, 3, 4, 5? Everybody want to become chairman or something, so they'll vote for them, and then there'll be campaign and thing. One of the people that they were going to vote for as the chairman went to China to go and collect medicine to win the election to become the chairman of the church. So the fact that somebody is holding the microphone like I'm doing doesn't mean the person is born again. Most people are preaching and they are not born again. Most church people sit in our church as we preach Sunday after Sunday and they are not born again. They don't even accept Jesus Christ. They don't even know Jesus Christ. Yeah. Most pastors don't know Jesus Christ. They only know a portion of the Bible and they start preaching. Anybody at all can preach. Will you sit down? Will you sit down before I change your dental formula? Man, that pastor, next year, if he's coming, how? Next year you come. Next year, Obeba. Miss Umeba. Next year, Habema. How many of you know that our number has increased this year? A lot of people have come to join us. Yeah. Don't worry, somebody's calling me. She didn't call me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I pray for you. May we receive the Spirit of God. What's the next one? Yeah, I want to talk about the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Say amen. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. If you are going to fight the devil, you need the word of God. You need the word of God. Listen, if you are here and you have not learned the word of God, you better learn the word of God. Yeah. It is the word of God that will help you to overcome the devil. When the devil came tempting Jesus in the wilderness, you remember that time when Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry, the devil came to him and told him that he should change these stones into bread. And Jesus said, it is written. Jesus knew the word of God because at the age of 12, he was in church. Bible says he got lost and his parents were looking for him. For 3 days, they didn't find him. When they finally found him, they found him in church, sitting among doctors, asking them questions and answering questions. When you get lost, where can we find him? Where if you get lost, it's game center will find you. Your auntie's house. Auntie's house. Satabra,
Malekurabata brakalia. Malakosi kabrakileba. Yes. Yeah. The word of, ever say the word of God. God is about to put his words in our mouth. I said God is about to put his word in our mouth. I said God is about to put his words in our mouth.
And one way the word of God can enter your mouth and be in you is through your daily quiet time. Your quiet time. I will insist that every morning have your quiet time. Every morning have your quiet time. Every morning have your quiet time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That morning devotion you do in your house is not quiet time. I told you that quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone.
Alone. Alone. Quiet time. Quiet time.
Apostle, please come in. Yeah. The time that you spend with God alone. I pray for you. May the word of God enter you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, so as he quoted the scripture in Psalm 8, verse 2, let us go there. Read it loud, let's hear. Louder, louder. Look into your Bible. That is why you brought the Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, where you go home? I said, where you go home? Cry like somebody is dead that you need a Bible. Cry on them. They should sell one of their clothes and they should go and buy you. Buy you. So if you don't do your quiet time, as you say, quiet time and devotion is not the same. It's quiet time is a time you have only with who? With who? When you pick up your Bible and you open the Bible and you start reading it, God is, let's read it. Psalm 8, verse number 2. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, I like this version. You have established strength. Hallelujah. So, in your mouth, the way some of you, the way you have arranged insults in your mouth. you have actually done it alphabetically. The way you have arranged them, and then if somebody can kitwabi, then you start releasing the missiles. The Bible is saying that your mouth shouldn't carry insults. Your mouth should carry the word of God. It should carry what? The word. So how you can build a proper word base, how you can build a proper word base is for you to have a correct quiet time with God alone. With who? Out of the mouth of babes and suckling has he ordained strength. So if you want to fight the enemy, you have to have proper word of God in your mouth. What did I say? In your mouth. Out of your mouth. So I came to tell you that if you only avail yourself and you pick up your Bible and you begin to read and study the word of God, you begin to speak what is in the word. Because listen to me, what you read from your ICT book, ICT for one hour, it can never fight the enemy. What you read, cause subject in the day. What you read from that book, no, can never fight the enemy. I want to tell you that we are in a fight. Tell your neighbor we are in a fight. Yes, God has deployed young people to fight for him.
people. Do you want to be part of God's army? You want to be part of God's army? Yes. I said you are part of God's army. And the only weapon that we use now is what we find in the Bible. And you can only get what is in the Bible in your mouth by studying, by doing your proper, by doing a proper. Yes. You can never get up. You see? The way some of you, you sleep and you wake up at 11 because you are not going to school. You watch TikTok. You watch videos. You play game on that your tablet, on that your smart, on that phone. And then you sleep at 11 p.m. See, as Reverend said, we will close at 10. Some of you, if you were in the house, will you be sleeping by that time? Will you be sleeping by that time? Yes. Most of you will not be sleeping. So if we are here listening to the word of God, to build you up, to build the word of God in your mouth, say, this is my mouth. Hey, point your mouth. This is my mouth. It's a powerful weapon. It's a powerful tool that God is putting his weapon. And the weapon is the sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Which is the word of God. God has ordained strength in this your mouth. And it will only come to pass when you open up yourself to study the word of God, to have a proper quiet time, to know what God has said. Huh? Hello, hello. Sit up well. Obey you must sit up well. Hey, hey, look at him. Hey, look at him. Sit up well. When you look at what happened in Luke chapter 4, when the devil wanted to tempt Jesus and to call Emmanuel, God is with us, God with us, to fall. The devil went with the word of God. How many of you understand this? That thing? He went with the word of God. One of them, he said, if you are the son of God, you are the son of God. We all know. If you fall, the Bible says that he has dispatched his angels to take charge of you. It is also in the Bible. But you see, that is half truth. It is not the whole Bible, the whole word of God. And Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. So if you don't study the word of God well, the devil will just take small portion, say small portion, and add poison to it. Yes. It's just like somebody will buy you a big loaf of bread. Hello? And then add small poison somewhere. Small poison. Big. Well, how many of us will be for that? The bread that is like mattress. Before, oh, you don't know before, sir, bread. That A, what? A. Hey, bread, Benon. Bread, what? Bread, Benon movie. Tea bread. Hey, tea bread. You know tea bread. The woman, the trousers, or the sauce, more clear than her. An upper. No, tea bread. You go and buy this big tea bread, and the devil will put small poison there. When you don't eat the complete word of God, the devil will poison you. Let's welcome back our preacher man.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Yeah.
So like we are saying, we need the word of God. Listen, there is nothing you need in your life at this point than the word of God. The word of God is everything. As you are growing up, don't let people pump nonsense into you. Don't make people make you believe that the word of God is a secondary thing. The main thing, tell your neighbor, the main thing is the word of God.
Yeah.
12 things the word of God is like. 12 things. Number one, the word of God is like fire. Uja, uja, uja. 12 things the word of God is like. Or the word, 12 things the word of God can be likened to. Sit down. Number one, the word of God can be likened to fire. Everybody say fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Fire. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29. Bible says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord. Is not my word like a fire. What the word of God will do when it is a fire is that it will bring the chaff out of your life. As you have your quiet time every day, all the unwanted aspect of your life will be burned away by this fire. Yeah. Fire. Everybody say fire.
Fire.
The word of God is fire. It can burn the foolishness in your heart away. Because our hearts are full of foolishness. I said the word of God is like what? Fire. Is not my word like fire? Fire. The word of God has heat. The word of God is very strong. It can burn away things out of your life. Anything you are struggling with, trust that the word of God can burn it away. Number two, the word of God is like hammer. Hammer. First one is fire. Second one is hammer. So Jeremiah 23 verse 29. It's not my word like a fire, that saith the Lord. And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Yeah. All of you stubborn people, I have an announcement for you. The word of God can break that stubbornness. Any child that there's so much stubbornness in you that nobody can control you, nobody can speak to you. You can't say, man, untie. You're too far, untie. I want you to know that the word of God can break that thing from your heart. The word of God can break the ICT teacher from your heart. Sir Richard. Why do I keep hearing Sir Richard? Sir Richard. Whose IT teacher is called Sir Richard?
They didn't come here.
Yeah. Halakosiawaya. To break. Hey! Hey! The 12, come and kneel down. Come. You are fighting the church. Come. Come and kneel down. Well, who are you fighting with? The 12, come and kneel down. We just spoke about no fighting in the camp. Didn't I give you camp rules? Or when I spoke English, you didn't understand. I wanted to speak tree. Come and kneel down. Hey, give him way. I think come and kneel down. She didn't dress in beauty. She said, "Push your penny be a year by your friend who said, 'Umbe, umbe, tenasi.' Come now, come and lay down, wahono." Word of God is what? Hammer. I don't know if you have seen hammer before. You've seen hammer. Yeah, we used to break this. We used to break this. It will break this out of your life. All of you here, there are things in your life you don't want, but still you do them. One day Paul said that the things I want to do, I cannot do. But the things I don't want to do, they are the things I find myself doing. The good I want to do, I cannot. But the bad I don't want to, they are the things I want to do. All of us are like that. If Paul is saying this thing, you, who are you that you can't say it? Paul. Eh? Paul has said that there are things he doesn't want to do. And he has done them. Or he's been doing them. And you, Paul, who wrote to third of the New Testament, he cries, says that there are things he didn't want to do, but he has been doing it. You, what have you written? What have you written in your life?
you sitting here, there's something in us that we don't want. But the only thing that can take that thing out, the only thing that can break those things into pieces, is the word of God.
Clap for Jesus. Number three,
the word of God can be likened to a lamp. Everybody say a lamp. Psalm 119 verse 105. This scripture, I learned it when I was in SU. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a light unto my feet and thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is lamp. It leads you. It can lead you. The word of God will lead you in the path of righteousness. The more you fellowship with the word of God, the clearer your path will become. Yeah. The clearer. Every day, read the word of God. Every day, have a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Every day, read the Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read it. You don't want to read any Bible. You wake up, no, cancel. Wake up now, we are looking for food to eat. Jollof kanzo. The word of God is like what? A lamp. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What is the first thing the word of God can be likened to? Fire. Fire. It can burn away things. Burn away your fornication. Burn away your pornography. Burn away your disobedience. Burn away your foolish behavior. Number two, the word of God can be likened to what? A hammer. Can break every stubborn heart. Every heart. Some of your heart is very hard. Umbuhe. Umbuhe. You don't use anybody to do anything. Umfani panyeshe. Number three, the word of God can be likened to what? A lamp. Number four, the word of God can be likened to a mirror. A mirror. The more you read the word of God, the more you see your state. You see yourself. Some of you think you are righteous. When you start reading the word of God, you say that, I'm a sinner like that. Paul fellowship with the Holy Spirit and he said that, I am the chief sinner. I am the chief of all sinners. Some of you happen to now, you make yourself righteous. Oh, me, I'm a righteous person. Righteous. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Those are the songs you sing. But when you read the word of God, you see how bad you are. Mirror. James chapter 1 verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man withholding his natural face in the glass. Yeah. If you only hear the word of God but you don't do it, you are like somebody holding a mirror who is watching inside like this. Number five, the word of God can be likened to milk. Everybody say milk. Yeah, what I'm doing, I'm serving you with milk. Some of you, you don't drink milk. You know, even the milk in your house, they measure it. Teaspoon. You better know tea. Yeah, the teaspoon. Kitwe bina ya measure chile. Hey. Some of you have never drank. You have never. There are things you have never eaten before. Pizza, yeah, can we dip it? Who did our belly? Where did the sausage? You say, and you can't be a bank and wouldn't be sausage. Banyamie Shirao. Hallelujah. The word of God is like what? Milk. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. He said, as newborn babes. Hey, nobody should go out and with me. Come and sit down. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow. I'm not ashamed of preaching to you. No. I'm not ashamed at all. Everybody sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit on your chair well. Sit up. Yeah. I'm not ashamed to preach to you. Yeah. I can use half of my preaching time to correct your behavior. I'm not a normal pastor. I can preach, stop, correct your misbehavior, and continue the preaching. And I'm not distracted at all. The word of God. And I also remember what I said before the misbehavior starts. The word of God is what? Milk. As newborn babies. You are newborn babies in Christianity. And you need the word of God. You need the constant preaching, the constant listening of preaching messages. Yes, preaching messages. By the time I'm leaving here, I'll show you my podcast. And you subscribe it on your phone. When I preach in my church in Accra, and they put it on the podcast, you listen to it in your house in Ikaria. Yeah, every Sunday you listen. You'll be hearing my voice in your house. If you have a smartphone, you listen. You listen to the word. There are some pastors, when you listen to them, you don't understand. Yeah. It's not every pastor who can preach to children. Some of you, the reason why you don't go to church, that when you go and they preach, you don't understand. The Bible says, I tell you something. The Bible says, already Baba Peja, Ubacosin. I see you going to the sky. I see you in the sky. I see you to the sky. You understand this one? I see you in the sky. Okay, there was sky no. And then I see the people cross sky moon or moon. They had an accident. Ah, or China Baba Yamam. It is sky, no go ahead and was sky. Yeah. I will preach to you and you will understand. You cannot tell me that since you came here, all the things I'm saying, you don't understand. No. If you don't understand, come and collect your 150 Ghana cedis and go back home. How much did they pay for the camp, cry? 100. Oh, met three Accra and work with you. But see, I wait the dentist can answer. So I buy a wood didi, and I can say my own domain. But feeling you now. Hallelujah. The word of God is what? Milk. You must listen to the word of God every day. Every day, listen to preaching. Every day, listen to preaching. Every, what's your name? Eh? Isabella. Do you have Bible? Is today your first time in the camp? Were you here last week, last year? It's a profound make canon TRC. Last year, did you come here? Uba camp, no, last year. Can't you only see? Hey. Bella baby. Profound, who are you? Last year. How do we say last year in tree? Last year, they said last year. Hey. Last year, ye ba camp wa ha ubae. Wamba. And the camp na wa bae, we niaji. Are you learning something? What have you learned so far? And now we are back. The word of God is what? Milk. Ever say milk? Say milk. Number six. The word of God is like a seed. Seed. Luke 8, verse 11. Seed. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. What I'm doing here, I am planting seed in your hearts. What I'm doing? Since yesterday, I am planting seed. I have to plant a lot of seeds. Because one day a sower went out to sow in this same look. And Bible said that when he started sowing, some of the seed fell among thorns. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell on the stony ground. And some fell on the good soil. So I have to sow a lot of seeds. Because if I sow just one seed, and it falls on the stony ground, it will not germinate. If I sow just one seed and it falls by the wayside, the best of the air will come and pick it up. If I sow a seed and it fall on in the thorns will choke it. I have to sow a lot. It's a seed, and this seed will germinate. What I'm sowing to your heart, it will germinate. Tell your neighbor, it will germinate. Yeah, it will germinate. Thank you very much. Thank you for not helping me to further to germinate. I am sowing the seed. I came from Accra to sow seeds. Last year I came to sow seeds, and I can see that the seeds have germinated. Last year when we came, you should see Junior sitting down here somewhere here, doing himself boga boga. Today he's taking pictures. Charlie, come clap for him. Junior, come. Clap for my boy. Since we came, he has been very busy. This is how I want all of you to become. Busy to do something. Last year, it was not easy for him. Last year, then this why I call. See, a pastor we cry. Or free him, I didn't buy it. But today, why nipa? We don't throw human beings away. You are too dependent on Sao. Sao, why nipa? Photographer, moi. Me preaching not charming. So make our nice ones. Maybe to internet, so maybe I'm a young girl. Share. Last year it was not easy for him. How many of you remember last year? Hey, we took his phone. We went into the phone. We brought out all the song. Hey, catch me and see. Hey. I'm sure by that time he was cursing me in his head. He said, "This camp guy," I said, "No, he was afraid." But he's my star boy. I like him. Clap for him. Clap for him. Since I came, I saw him working, carrying. I hear now he can play the piano. Yeah. I hear from last camp he was serious. I learned the piano. Can play well. This I want all. And I know that the seed I'm sowing, they will germinate. Not they will terminate. But I have deleted all those songs, foolish songs from your phone. So they will tear nyame nyum. Oh, my family quite as I'm so. Some of you, I'll be taking your phone in the camp. I'll be checking your pictures. And I'll be checking your videos. What's the age? Meba. It's a seed. Tell your neighbor, it's a seed. I'm sowing seed. Every Sunday when you go to church and your pastor preach, the pastor is sowing seeds in your heart. Next one. Number 7. The word of God is a sword. Sword to fight with. Yeah. It's a sword. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a sword. It is. It will cut away things. Yeah. The word of God will cut away the ICT teacher. It will cut the ICT teacher into two. Yeah. After this camp, you go and meet the ICT teacher, you warn him. Sir Richard, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. That's our computer now. Udi real man. Be careful. God has sent me to warn you. Yeah. Don't be afraid. One of the things God told Jeremiah is, don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid. The word of God is what? Sword. Number 8. The word of God is water. Those of you don't like bathing, the word of God will bath you. Some of you, since we came for this camp, we have not bathed. On diarrhea. You can't see whether they are chilled. Are you? You bath. The word of God is what? Water. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Water. Yeah. Yeah. water. Wash you. Wash you. You'll be cleansed in Jesus' name. I say you'll be cleansed in Jesus' name. Yeah, that you'll be washed. That you might sanctify. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Number 9. I like number 9. The word of God is gold. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Like your voice.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
I said, see, I am more fans out there than well day to go on in the upper East region. To Pomela, me preaching, me page, I know now. But with the Dimitri, I feel they were fine. You know, to say now to you. Oh, Pastor Jimmy Shine. Me too, you know, girls to see you, Pastor Voice, yet they have it now. They are getting about foot to foot, ever fry, fry, but seven say you never met. Come back in, you never know. Pastor Benjamin Shine, I did grand. Me and my page are menu. Me sit to be the beach. I feel they will be the kind. I'm a jab also. Assemble and yabu tre. Hallelujah. Good. Hey, all this thing that is happening in the country, including people that helicopter has crashed, is about Galamsey. Galamsey is about people looking for gold. Gold. That precious metal. My ring is made of gold. It's made of gold. Yeah. You think it's paper? It's not paper. Gold. That be a man born, say, mommy. What da? I feel like I know, say, I'm born, say, mommy. But there is something that is more than gold. And that thing is the word of God. Asatwa, I don't know you now. Now older. Yeah. Because when I saw you, I heard the word sleep, sleep, sleep. Cash. Can I prophesy? Kasuta brabalaba. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 9. He said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. And the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, pure good. Pure good. Pure. The word of God is like gold. The word of God is more precious than gold. If you have the word of God, you don't need this girl, I'm saying. No, you don't need. Look, when you go to heaven, the street is made of gold. The street. You see, when you are walking, you walk on stones. Yeah. In heaven, the street is made of gold instead of stones. Gold. You better try and make it to heaven. Heaven, they all quiet. Wow. Because I've not seen gold before. We will drive on gold. We will drive on gold. Hallelujah. Number 10. The word of God is like honey. Do you know honey? Some of you have not eaten honey before. Honey is very good. It can make you very intelligent. I'm a nutritionist. If you eat honey, you'll be very sharp. But we don't give honey to children who are age 1 and below. Alonso for my man, yes, I know. Yeah, honey. Psalm 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold. Yeah.
much more than fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. The word of God is sweeter than honey and honeycomb. Palaka sukabra. The word of God is sweeter than honey. Guys, your lives are going to be sweet in Jesus' name. I said your lives are going to be sweet in Jesus' name. Number 11. The word of God can be likened to a nail. Everyone say a nail. Yeah. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 11. The words of the wise are like gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. The words of God, the Lord, are like nails that fastened by the nail. Nail. That word. The word of God can be likened to a nail. It can fasten your life together. Put your life together. And the last one. The word of God is like rod. Everybody say rod. Say rod. Revelation chapter 11 verse 1. And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of the Lord and the altar and them that worship in it. Like a rod. You need a rod to measure you. Yeah. These are 12 things the word of God is like. What is the first one? Only 7 people have said it. What is the first one? What is the second one? What is the third one? Lamp. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. What's the next one? Mirror. We're showing him. Next one. Eh? Milk. Milk. I'm a milk. I come as if I'm hugging and then milk. Miliki me cool. And I'm milk. Hey, Fio. And I'm milk. I'm milk. Penny for some milk, I will say milk. Why is it milk? I'm packing in a man of coffee. What's the next one? The word of God is like what?
Seed.
Seed. What's the next one? Sword. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is like a sword. What's the next one? Water. Everybody say water.
Water.
I don't say water. You are from America. Say water.
Water.
If you are from UK, you say water.
Water.
Hey, can you hear? Say water. US is water.
Water.
UK is water.
Water.
I want to drink water.
Water.
Now, I'm about to come and I'm going to come to you because you're in tears here. Say, what up? What up? I don't know what up. It's so keke. Say, I don't know what up. I don't know what up. America, for me, how are you?
What
up? I see you sitting on aeroplane. Asking the air hostess, give me what up. What up? What? Some of you, if you go to America one day and come back, you are said to change. Hey, I can't teach you a chroma. Opa, I tell your friend Gary, no one can Gary say Gary.
Gary.
I don't drink Gary. Shaitan. I don't drink Gary. What is this? This shaitan. Shaitan. Bosumi ba kumpe o koba ayo. Ena esito e shaito. I don't drink kibo giri. Kibo giri. Hey, Bella, come sit down. Also, you don't come for camp. You need the ayewa hasi. Something is telling you, stand up. You are tired, stand up. Yeah. Aye ba yeti osa akosita ma ebe pon. Hey, obri pon. Ude wa dash. You say that we need to echo. Eh? Have you drunk water? You don't drink water. You drink kivo giri. Shaitan. Hey! What's the next one? The other one is like what? Who said oath? Tom Brown. Most of the other ones like what? Gold. Ever say gold? Say girl. Girl. I says that. I say American cast. I say girl. 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 Where's the next one? Annie. How many of you have eaten Annie before? How many of you have eaten Annie before? So if you Annie now you can't buy, you don't even know. That day na pastor can Annie, Annie, me even teach you. Hallelujah. What's the next one? Yeah. The word of God is like a nail. What's the next one? Rot. Ever say rot? And what's the last one? That's the last one. Stand to your feet. Karabasatavaya. Lift up your hands. Kasadabalavaya. Libu Sadibro Karabandibi Iko